A reading from Mark 7, 9-13. And Jesus continued, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is Corban, that is, devoted to God, then you no longer let them do anything for their father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And you do many things like that."
Hey, can you buy any of this catalog of horrors at Amazon?
What catalog of horrors are that?
Well, I'm just kind of joking. I think that this catalog of sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, loser, are all working out something that has been part of the human condition. And Jesus is just identifying where it's actually coming from.
Yeah.
It's not coming from the outside. Just let me give you a little passage from the 6th chapter, 5th verse of Genesis. "The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time."
Yeah, you don't even have to read that passage. As we were reading this, and I'm reading over that list, I'm going, yep, I do all of those in my heart. I have a passion for wanting to take care of myself, and so all those things that make a person dirty from the inside, not necessarily what I do from the outside. As I'm reading that, I'm going, I'm sunk.
Right.
I'm done. But then there comes the gospel message, which Jesus said, "It is for that that I went to the cross for you, that I carried that, and I want to come in and so fill your life that my thoughts become your thoughts, that my heart passions become your heart passions, and that eventually that will come seeping out of you so that your outer actions really resemble what's going on in your very heart."
It's hard to get people to believe that this catalog, that, as you say, that all of this is within all of us. A lot of people like to exempt themselves, but in their hearts they know these things are there, and it's bothering them. It's very hard for them to believe that actually that Jesus can and come in and remove them as the primary inclination of the heart and replace it with love and relationship, not only with God, but with neighbor.
And that's what transformation is. Jesus comes and cleans from the inside out. We try to clean up on the outside. We're giving ourselves a new makeover. And Jesus says, no, start over completely. It just popped in my mind. It's kind of like being on the Titanic, and it's going down, and you're running around arranging the furniture before the boat goes down. That's what outward things are going to do. And Jesus says, let me into the very interior to your shipwreck, to the things that are really against God, and let me transform you from the inside out.
The 5th chapter of Galatians has the same catalog of horrors that we all would say, but he also has the fruits of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And they read like this: "The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." The other passage I would remind people about is the 7th chapter of Romans, where Paul says that this conflict within my heart is trying to drive me away from Christ. But by the grace of God, I can have reconciliation. It's by the grace of God that can happen.
And so the choice before us today is simply this: to say no to the flesh and say yes to the Spirit, that the Spirit of Jesus would live through us in every way possible.